underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about emotional deliverance. To my definition, an emotional deliverance is deliverance from a demon by severing the emotional bond between the person and the demon. Throughout my years of deliverance, I have noticed two ways of deliverance from demons. The first way is by casting them out in the name of Jesus Christ, as mentioned in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Deliverance through casting out demons in the name of Jesus Christ is usually immediate. The demons manifest themselves and they get cast out right there and then in the name of Jesus Christ. It is that simple. The second way of deliverance, however, is even harder and takes time because that deliverance is achieved through resistance, as mentioned in James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The reason why you must submit to God before resisting the devil is because you need discernment from Holy Spirit in order to know the difference between what comes from the devil and what comes from God. That is because resisting the devil and his demons is based on refusing to do what they are suggesting you to do. This means that the person must make the deliberate choice not to listen to them, and this calls for discernment. Now, when a person decides to listen to the demons, it establishes an emotional bond between them and the demon, and thus the demon will not leave unless the emotional bond is severed. In other words, as long as the person remains emotionally attached to the demon will have the right to stay. This makes things very difficult and complicated because only the person's free will can sever that bond. He has to freely let go of that demon in order to sever that emotional bond and receive his deliverance. And the funny part is, the person doesn't even realize that there is an emotional bond between them and the demon. You cannot just tell them, let go of the demon. No, it doesn't work like that. Those demons must be confronted strategically and accordingly. They usually hide behind defense mechanisms, traumas, lifestyles, and so on. As a result, the demons will manifest or flee on the day that the person's defense mechanism is broken down, or the person's traumas gets addressed to be healed, or the person finally decides to forgive, and so on. That is emotional deliverance taking place. From the moment a person decides to become a Christ follower and to submit to God, his emotional deliverance begins, and the demons start to flee from him. This is not an immediate process. It takes time. Gradually, as the Christ follower keeps on submitting to God, his emotional deliverance will take place, and the devil will flee from him. So, analyze your life and check your defense mechanisms. Check what is behind that front that you put on, that face that you put on, and check on the traumas. Dig into them. Because on the day the traumas are healed, the day you let go of the defense mechanism, the day you actually decide to submit it all to God, you're going to see freedom taking place. Because all those demons that were emotionally bound to you will have no reason to stay anymore. They will have to flee from you. So don't hang on to those defense mechanisms. Let Christ be your protector. Let him heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.